Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
Oh, well.
God.
This is great.
Eat my dog. Here's a catalog of other things to eat.
I hate to tell you how I found this song. Somebody shared it to me off of TikTok.
Meow, meow, meow,
of the people that live there.
Like, is this an original tune? I'm trying to figure out what it is.
Yeah. It's by, I don't know if it's a band or a individual called the Kiffness.
Okay.
K-I-F-F-ness.
Meow, meow, meow.
But it just takes... Listen to this.
Oh,
definitely won't get a Grammy this year. You know, that's how Hollywood will show how they feel about it. But yeah, he just took the Debate remix.
That's like a weird situation.
I like the cat rapping.
Because you had people to say, no, this isn't happening. But then you had videos from people who live there that says, look, this really is the thing.
So ask yourself this. If you just lived there and were being honest about stuff, you would.
They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
So if you just live there and it's like, dude, you hear about this stuff, you would say it. But then if you own multiple properties there, or you're you influence things there, or maybe in the social, political structure of that town. That's bad. Nobody wants to move there where their dog might get ate.
No.
No.
The cat
no.
might get eaten.
I'd be pissed if you ate my dog.
Well.
I'd be a broke heart.
Sorry, fat boy. That was one of his punishment ideas for me.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I was going to have to eat your dog.
Oh. That would be terrible. Well, which one would
hopefully
you choose?
Hopefully I don't lose, Paige.
Oh, my God.
I hope that, what, I get a choice?
Well,
what are my options?
You have Eva Sophia, the boxer, and then Annie, the Chihuahua.
Will she put up a fight?
She'll steal from you.
She'd knock you down and hump you. She's very aggressive.
Well, I will kill her and eat her at the end. Spoiler alert. No, I wouldn't. First off, let's not make jokes about that. Other than the sadness that
is
like,
sick.
The truth is, like, there are documented cases. And now, yeah. I do know some of the camera footage that was shown, like the body armor camera footage, was from a couple years ago. But that's besides the point. Mm-hmm. I mean, whether it happened yesterday or 2 years ago, 2 years ago, somebody ate their neighbor's cat or dog one. I forget. You know, I mean, it's just wild.
Now there's a different shift in focuses. I saw a clip of a guy on the news from Chicago. He's like, we're not going to be a sanctuary city anymore. I'm like, oh, buddy, that's not what your mayor says. You should watch the news in your own town.
Well, why? See, that's where I will say I don't understand, or it's a harsh term to use, but I'm ignorant to the fact of, like, when you know, when Trump says we're going to do away with that. But then a mayor who, I mean, if you look at the structure, I mean, is it the tippy bottom? I mean, you're more of a, you're a public figure.
Yeah,
what kind of decision? I mean, I love Knox White. I used to hate his guts, but now we're cool. Yeah. I didn't hate his guts, but it was more of like a radio move where, you know, we're doing that whole thing.
He's nice.
He's super
cool guy. Sweet guy.
But, I mean, I think he will even realize, yeah, like, I'm not going to, like, go against what the president just said, but why would you want to?
Yeah, how much?
When it's bringing down the value of property, whether you own it or not, like other people do, and, like, why would you want to do what they're doing to Los Angeles right now, to be honest? I hate saying to be honest because it's such a little kitsch thing to say, but I was really being honest.
It's interesting. How much stroke do you have as a mayor?
But
I guess it depends on what city. Like
a bit like Chicago or New York or whatever.
Yeah, like it's a pretty prestigious title.
But just because you say it, that doesn't overturn if it's a law, like a presidential order or a Washington law versus a town law.
What are you going to have? You're going to have, you know, states are going to be combative against the federal government over some of this stuff, which is crazy how that works. Like, we want some stuff to go to the states as far as, like, you know, sovereignty and self-governing, but
yeah,
just the fact that they can bow up against each other, the government, federal, and the states, when it comes to
stuff. Well, don't you want them to get along for funding?
Do you want
the same federal funding that your neighbors get, like North Carolina and South Carolina? You don't want to piss anybody off.
But what kind of benefits do they get by being a city? Why would he be fighting to stay a sanctuary city?
Like, yeah, I don't know. Like,
by all accounts, people who live there, business owners and stuff, like, not a good idea. It's not working. The rise in just inflation, but also you can argue with me all damn day, but stats are stats. Like, crime goes up like hell. So the profits go up, but on the other hand, so does shoplifting. So where's it meeting? In the middle, same damn place. It ain't getting nowhere, except taxpayers are paying way more for stuff. And
the question.
People supposedly get a bunch of handouts.
Where are people supposed to go? I mean,
You mean sound like the new borders are?
Yeah, like
yeah. I mean, where are you going to put them? Really?
I heard that clip where he's like, you know, yeah, you can deport families together. Like, you know, it's an easy problem to fix as far as, you know, separating the kids and the families. You just deport them all together. It's like, you know what? It sounds harsh, but I mean, it's kind of true. You might.
It sounds harsh, but it's better than tiptoeing around. Like, we walk around on eggshells now. I had a good conversation with somebody about this yesterday, saying we don't even communicate the same way anymore on the chance that, I'm not even talking about speaking to another race, another person of sexuality, a person of different skin. I'm talking about just a coworker, and you want to say something, and I'm talking within reason. I'm not talking about you're absolutely ridiculous, racial, homophobic, whatever stuff.
Yeah.
But then you have to pause for a minute and say, well, gosh, I don't know if I should say this.
Which they tell you if you got to question it.
But, like, that's, allow a leopard to show its spots. And then when you see those spots and you don't want to associate with those spots, you don't hang around that leopard no more. But you at least know. So everybody just have to walk around eggshells and kind of work on this filter where they're never truly expressing themselves. I'm not talking about with hateful stuff, but I'm talking about just real life stuff. The old thing I always say about, you go see a comedian and they're making fun of MS and they're making fun of Alzheimer's and they're making fun of this, and you're sitting there, God, my God, this is hilarious. And then they make fun of lung cancer that killed your daddy or your grandpa or whatever. Then you're like,
it's not funny anymore.
So we have to, like, it's called thick skin. And that's where, as a nation, I think most people agree, we have really dropped the ball on. I'm not talking about walking around with the big D energy or putting people down, but, like, standing up for the country and showing some balls and like not just, oh, we're sorry that an administration 10 decades ago did this to your country, going on an apology tour. It's like, no, new administration, new whatever. Let's forget about the past and think about the future and quit apologizing to each other and just shake hands and say, you know what? If we can sit there and say, quit looking in the past to each other about our lives, why can't we do it about society? Like, honest to God, like, why can't, if everybody wants to, as Americans, cue the patriotic music. As Americans, if we all say, what is the common thing we all want here? We want to live a happy life. We all want to, majority, want to work hard, want to have a nice life, want to retire decently, don't want to die in a nursing home that's really bad or whatever. That's the common thing.
Which we lead the nation in, by the way, I found out. South Carolina.
In nursing homes?
Well, construction of. And assisted living facilities.
Most baby boomers.
Yeah, we got the most baby boomers.
Baby boomers.
Those people that are coming of age who...
They're coming down here.
Yeah, they are.
To this state.
I just sometimes wonder if all that stuff is not thrown to us as America through social media where you never thought, oh, I don't really feel this way, but I feel because I watched this video, I should feel this way. But you never thought about it that way. But then you're like, well, I should feel this way now.
It's the way we deal with each other's
difference. It's wild.
Too many qualifiers that I have to consider before I decide if I want to talk to you or not.
But
that's what's really
do
weird.
Unto others.
I mean, that's the golden rule, and it should be the case, no matter like what. Now, you give me a reason where I don't want to associate with you or hang out with you or whatever, then that's two different things. But
yeah,
everybody wants to put on this hoodie and just go through life and, oh, yeah, don't even look people in the eye anymore. Don't even speak. Like, it's this weird, like, we're walking around dressed like, not literally, but like we're just dressed like Darth Vader just walking through.
Everybody's living in fear.
That's where the whole anxiety thing comes in. It's overused.
Road rage, like, yeah. That's where I think young people don't want to drive now. It's because they were raised on watching these road rage videos on entertainment. What is the freaking channel? Channel 69. The one where they show world's craziest criminals.
Yeah,
and all
it's
that
like
crap.
A True TV or whatever.
True TV, yeah. Kids have watched that. They've made like 50 volumes of those things. And then you say, hey, here, kid, take these keys and go drive.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's so different than when I was growing up because everybody wanted their freedom. I couldn't wait to drive.
Well, they didn't have TV then, though.
Well, said, they didn't have, well, they had fire and wheel when you
here.
Started.
Come
no,
here, woman. Give me some sugar.
Oh, hang on now. You saw that video.
Well, that's.
And they didn't wear shoes either when you were growing up.
That's true. I met Joe Jackson that way.
Long cloth.
All right. Park lawn. We'll take a break. We'll come back. It's. Don't eat the pets. All right. Good morning, everybody.
Oh, share special moments with the Rise Guys on your time. Get TRT's After Hours podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts, plus P1 approved on-demand audio, or text the keyword podcast to 72341 and have the link sent to your phone.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know how to say it. I'll ask live on the radio. If you were working in an office and you were maybe in charge of, and I'm not, but I was just saying a word and I was laughed at by those in the room. So let's say you were calling like Staples or somewhere and you're like, hey, I need some of those markers that I can write on a whiteboard with that I can erase off.
Let me transfer you to the marker department.
I don't want to be transferred. It starts with a V. What do you mean? All right. I'm just going to say it. Is it vis-a-vis or vis-a-vis?
Vis-a-vis.
Well, how do y'all say it?
I don't know what it is.
Vis-a-vis?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
It's a brand of dry erase markers.
Okay.
V-I-S, I think. I don't know.
I was thinking of Expo.
Vis-a-vis.
This is the marker department. Do you have a question for me? Because I have to go stock paper.
Yeah, what makes them magic? Like, does that mean that these are of the occult? These are magic markers. Be careful what you write. It might come true.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. You got to remember when we first got the board.
Vis-a-vis, someone said. V-I-S-A-V-I-S. Still, how do you say it? So you know how to spell it. Vis-a-vis. Horrible name.
Vis-a-vis.
It's probably like that. It's probably French. Is that French, Paige? V-a-vis. V-I-S. What am I doing?
Oui, mon frère. Which is MF-er in French.
I need the dry erase marker. You know, I write bad words. I erase it before anyone sees, yes? The vis-a-vis. Fatboy sent me a picture last night. We were talking about the news and things like that. Where do we put this weird, unwarranted trust in the news? Like, as... Maybe not every. A lot of people look for alternative sources of news and things like that. But
especially now they do.
Yeah, and you kind of have to, especially when you see those videos where it shows them saying the same thing in unison, like they're reading the same, you know, rhetoric, the news reporters or whatever. But we do. It's almost like they say in marketing that a commercial voiced by a British person is... Americans accept it as more factual and they're more educated because they have a British accent. Like, that's weird, but I have sometimes felt that myself.
Would you like to buy a bag of dookie?
Richard Attenborough could sell
anything.
Thongs to a Catholic priest.
You're talking about the shoes. Oh.
Or none, pardon. The priest would buy them. What am I saying? I'm kidding. But anyway, it says supporting caregivers for the Alzheimer's Association.
You know what you should do.
And then it has some bullet points here of things you can do. Never argue or correct, which I mentioned this to you guys the other day. When you're, I'm not going to say who, but let's say your parent tells you the same story twice within a 15-minute period. Do you tell them or do you just sit back and let it go?
Does no good.
Let it go because I've heard the same five stories.
That's what they say. Never argue or correct. Then it says join their reality. Empathize, and validate feelings. Yeah. So if they say, oh, it's cold, but it's hot as balls, say, yeah, it is a little nipply or something.
Placate somebody.
I understand how you feel because I'm cold all the time.
Check for their physical discomfort because oftentimes they don't want to be a pain in your ass, but they are hot or their leg is lodged in between the seat cushions or something.
Good Lord,
yep.
When you have that extra leg.
And then the top thing you should do when supporting caregivers is to stay clam.
What?
It says it right there. Fatboy screenshot it.
You got to stay clam.
Stay clam. This is the news.
How do you stay clam?
Wow.
What is the process if that happens a lot?
I don't know any deep sea fishermen.
Do you get like a strike against you? Like, all right, look, you misspelled once. Don't do it again.
That's the channel that does it a lot.
Like, please don't do it again.
Like, who
does the teleprompter?
Who doesn't see it?
I don't know who Donald Trump is, but please don't misspell anything else.
That one I think they did kind of a slight don, but.
Now I'm looking at them to make sure they don't do it
again. It's kind of a fun little drinking game, maybe. We should bring in like a fifth of vodka tomorrow.
Oh, God.
maybe some whiskey or something. I'll go raid the closet downstairs.
I'll never forget
bring
this.
Bring in tequila and then
bring
I'll
a drinking.
Well, I'll get naked.
Richard Belzer had passed away, and they put his little reel on TV.
Yeah,
and they even said. I figured most people know who Richard Belzer is.
Yeah.
But it said Jeff Belzer passes away.
Yeah.
God bless.
And the reporter even said, sad news to report, Jeff Belzer, actor and comedian, had passed away. I'm like, who?
They just like, I know some people work locally in the news. Like, they're just doing their jobs. Like, truly. This stuff comes down from like the upper echelon and it's misspelled. And nobody, like, I think the locals, like, I mean, it says that we got to stay clam. So, guys, we got to. I don't want to go against the rule here. At
you got your
Blanks.
Producer in your ear, and you're reading the teleprompter. So you're hoping that everybody else knows what they're doing.
So it is like Ron Burgundy.
It is.
How about the graphics software tells you, hey, this might not be spelled right. Where's the little paperclip that pops up?
Or like on an iPhone, it like underlines it with red squiggly lines. Like, oh, does that mean I got it right? I mean, is going on?
I remember in college.
And then people say, why do you not trust the news? Because they don't know the difference between staying calm and staying clam. First off, that's my first argument. That don't know who Jeff Belzer or Richard Belzer. Damn it. See?
We're trained to question everything.
You almost have to be.
But here's the thing.
I don't know how to stay clam, quote of the day page. Someone text that in.
People's alternate news sources aren't that reliable either.
Are you talking about X?
Well, mostly. That's what people, that's their backup source for
whatever the little scrolling thing is that you see, like the news flash or emergency breakthrough news that you see on TV screens.
Clickbait.
When we were in college, somebody thought they'd be funny and they put Leatherface Fuente, which was something that was.
Jesus.
And we got in trouble for it.
Leatherface Fuente? What does that mean? Did I just cuss in Mexican? Spanish? Spanish. Espanol.
You might have.
It was kind of a joke that they put on somebody's name, and boy, you would
think. Was it somebody with like bad acne or something?
No, it was this woman that had like a boarding house, and she allegedly murdered people in her house, and somebody wrote Leatherface Fuente in front of it, like the horror film, and needless to say.
Well, her lunchbox did look like a chainsaw in all reality.
Needless to say,
we got in trouble.
It speaks to what we were talking about earlier. Okay. Now, what if this happens? A, can you discipline the person? Are you going to, you have to worry about them crying all day about it? Like, literally, are you going to set somebody back mentally for pointing them out on their job? There's no attention to detail.
You lost your job, though. You worked there forever. What happened? I don't want to say it's embarrassing. Seriously, I'm your friend. You can tell me. We all make mistakes. All right. There was a news piece about Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And I told, man, this is hard to talk about. I told people to stay clam. I told them to keep clam and chive on.
You know what? This is where I think.
Don't they have a sense of humor at the news department, for God's sake?
This is where I think our boss does a good job. Now, I have more interaction with him than most people because, you know, the extra stuff I'm doing. But he's like, hey, he'll check in. Did you do this, this, and that? And then I get aggravated like, God, I'm not a kid. But if I didn't have somebody constantly riding my ass, like, I wouldn't know to go back and do it. It's almost like I've been whipped into it at this point. Beat into submission over it. Like, they don't do that anymore. There's no attention to... But then again, you shouldn't have to ride anybody.
I figured the thing you were going to say is they wouldn't discipline somebody who misspelled because in today's business age, that would be belittling someone.
Oh, yes.
You're spell shaming them.
I don't know if they would.
What's the consequence?
I'm serious. Like some of the, most companies, you got to watch these videos and stuff. And it's like, only if you were absolutely a moron would you not know how to address these things. Now, I didn't know that it's bad to, if someone at work is pregnant to ask them, what's it going to be? That's grounds for termination, dude.
Are you married? You don't ask.
Look at that. So what happens? We put that Darth Vader thing on again and we just Tanya, just a name, Tanya's pregnant, but I can't say anything though.
She don't know what it's going to be because the baby's gender fluid and doesn't know how it's going to identify.
Oh, God. See, you get into that whole thing. I can't speak for my baby, but the doctor says it's a boy.
If you work on a landscaping crew and you cut, like, too much out of a tree, do you get disciplined for that? Or
yes.
Like, I can't say anything to him because he might not show up.
It's like...
he's hard to replace.
Remember Multiplicity where Eugene Levy cut down the wrong tree at the neighbor's house across the yard? Across the street. It was the way is such a, like, the thing we're talking about off the air, and we went far to it, we can come back to it, but Fat Boy, we were talking about, like, the way I'm eating now, Fat Boy said something. I was like, dude, that is gold right there. He said, eating does not have to be an event.
No.
And I was like, that's exactly right. Like, I always...
It's become that.
People who would, like...
It doesn't have to be.
Stand and eat their food real quick. Like, not scarf it. I mean, some food you want to enjoy, but a lot of times you just have to fill the machine and eat fast, or even, like, going to a restaurant, all that of entails, you know?
Why, like, would you stand and do anything? We have the luxury of seats.
Well, if you're trying to...
Because you're hungry and you have to.
And
go
you're somewhere. Like, yeah, if you're like go and you're like eating, like you're feeding, you're putting gas in your car. You're not like, you remember our grandmas and grandpas would put on a shirt and tie every day, even after he was retired.
Yeah.
Go put gas in the truck. He'd put on his good clothes.
People did dress better.
And
you're multitasking, so you may grab something.
But then we're out there, like, standing in pajamas now. We go get back in the car because it's too cold.
Oh, God.
And it's an event.
You have to tell people to wear shoes. They don't always all wear shoes now.
Jethro, he's not talking about you.
He's the exception.
Shoeless Joe the Fifth, not talking about you.
Other people, you see him at big box retailer with their pajamas on and no shoes. Like, come
talking on the speakerphone. Every one of them. If you're talking on the speakerphone, you're also wearing pajamas, and you're wearing shoes that you ain't picking up. You wearing, like,
dragging your feet.
Hey Dudes or house shoes that you just sliding through, like they're Heelys.
It's my Hey Dudes.
You just sliding through there, and they ain't Heelys.
That was
looking
great.
Like Walking Dead.
That was a great invention, Heelys.
I went to Walmart yesterday. Can you tell?
If you wanted to half skate around somewhere
or break a neck, like, I want to find out how many times did they get sued. Rob, let me know. How many times did Heelys get sued? Some chunky kid like I was threw a hip out or something trying to ride Heelys. I should have been running instead of Heelian.
Heelian.
Paige, what is going on in it makes me think of Florida.
I'm sorry.
Heelian Gonzalez. What are you working on in the Plex?
Well, a mom got arrested for letting her 10-year-old do this. And your mom may have let you do this as well. But now you can't do this at all. Talk about that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
That was a good tease, Paige. What did a mother let their 10-year-old do? But maybe your mother let you do it too.
Oh, it's a short list.
I wasn't allowed
it's
to do
a short
a lot.
List.
But we'll find out the true answer. Text in your guesses, 72341, TLCMotors.com, text line. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige with you. And let's talk about something that a mom got arrested for letting her 10-year-old do. And your mom may have done this as well. And it's big deal back in the day. But now... It's a deal. All right.
Tell me 12, man.
Dude, let me show you this. I got tagged in this on Instagram over the weekend, and it was I know the guy, but it was really funny to see it. Like, you're laying there in bed.
You like the guy?
I know the guy. I know the guy.
I like him.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's a manager over at Firestone, and I wake up and I see a picture of him taking a picture with my mom because she went by her Firestone. He's like, "Oh, it's Mary." And I was like,
"I love that.
Look at you, Mama. We're gonna get you at a convention doing meet and greet opportunities."
I need my oil change,
He's
baby.
An influencer, Miss Mary.
I need new air filter.
Check the air pressure down there too while you're under there. Do I have to get out of the car?
Don't forget to check my plug. See if I'm firing. All
right, watch it now.
Yeah, you're getting too close. buddy.
I might need tune-up.
How come everything you do goes kind of sideways and sexy?
Why are you taking it sideways? I don't think you meant it that way.
You ever take it sideways?
It is on you.
Check the bell.
That gets tiring. You got to switch legs if you do it that way for too long. Because otherwise, the one leg that's in the air, like were you doing the stanky leg sideways, that one gets tired. You got to flip over and go on the other side.
You might have to transition into rabbit punch.
You don't ever run into that? Your leg would get tired too. All or is he holding it for you? All right, go ahead. I'm making you freaking blush right now, fat boy.
Okay. Well, a mom.
That just turned you on just then.
Okay. This is
waving yourself.
I feel like I'm in a corporate training video.
Let's pause right there. Marcy. What would you do? Would you go to HR right now? Me and Paige like brother and sister. I feel like, right?
Yeah, I can call you any name in the book, but nobody else can.
Thank you. That's right.
Okay.
I call her the C word all the time to her face.
She loves it.
But never like online.
Caring. So a mom in rural Georgia got arrested for letting her 10-year-old son walk into town alone.
Oh, yeah.
What does into town mean now?
I mean, just go for a walk.
Okay. Because, I mean, I did that at 10, but it was a different time.
Her name is Brittany Patterson, and her son's name is Soren. And he actually just turned 11 the other day. And
she's a big fan of that airplane ride at Disney World.
They have a farm outside the small town of Mineral Bluff near the Tennessee border. So maybe they have one of those hobby farms out there.
What was her name again? I'm going to see if she's got a mugger.
Brittany Patterson.
See if she qualifies as a mug shawty.
But I'm not shaming her right now because my brother and I used to walk around Alameda all the time when we were little kids.
Yeah.
And we would walk to the beach because I specifically remember going to the beach by ourselves. And my mom knew that we were going to the beach and she would let us go walking to the beach without supervision.
Yeah, I would have walked to gas stations.
Maybe in kindergarten or first grade at that time. So I would have been around that age.
I would either walk to Spinks at the end of the road up there.
Yeah, thank you.
It's
come on in.
The first Spinks ever.
Man's coming to you. Make sure you get that chicken.
It's that highway, and this was pre-chicken days. Or I would walk down. The chicken was at Jordan's down at the other end of the road, Mr. J's. That was the one that was more of a haul and maybe a little more dangerous.
I can't make this picture bigger, but can you see her? She's good looking.
I'll walk over. Notice I'll get up to look at a woman.
Yeah, if he says she's good looking.
Get your little trot going.
She probably is, because that boy has high standards.
Party man Dan would allow in his home.
So this happened back on October 30th, and Brittany took her other kid to a doctor's appointment and thought Soren was playing in the woods on their farm, but he actually decided to walk into town without telling anyone. It happens. And a random woman saw him outside on the side of the road, where the speed limit is only 35, and asked if he was okay, and he said yes, but she called the cops anyways.
I'm good, fam.
Well, you know what? She was showing concern.
Yeah.
It could have been the opposite, where she didn't say anything, and then she sees his picture on the back of a milk carton. Do they still do that or no? I don't drink milk.
No, I don't think they put milk in cartons anymore.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Buttermilk.
Print on jugs,
do.
I guess.
They do put milk in cartons.
Show me one then.
Show me printing on jugs.
Okay, I bought a carton of oatmeal milk the other day.
You just lied.
No, I'm not.
Oatmeal milk? Why didn't it call it oat milk?
I believed it. I thought they did.
Oat milk?
Yeah. I thought it was called oat milk.
Oat milk.
Well, I don't know why I had to say oatmeal milk. That's my bad. Same thing.
It's like when people say it's my birthday day. It's because you're one of those a-holes that celebrates birthday week.
Mm-hmm.
This is my birthday day. It's like when people now, we're doing a Black Friday sale. This Friday, though.
The whole week long.
It's Black Friday month.
So how did Brittany find all this out? She got a call from the police to let her know that they picked up her son, and they said that he could have been hit by a car or kidnapped, but she didn't think it was a big deal. She says he's plenty mature enough to be okay. And
yeah, but it's a gamble now. I mean, sadly, am I wrong? I mean, child trafficking's been happening since probably the dawn of man.
Yeah.
I mean, trafficking in general, but you just were not educated about it. Like now I think back to like all the missing children cases. Still in this country, 800,000 children a year go missing, which if that was a disease or something, they would be, people would just stop, say, what the hell is going on? Some diseases. But now I look back and I'm like, did the child literally just disappear, or were they trafficked to another part of the world?
I remember.
Strange,
there
man.
There was a girl that disappeared in our neighborhood, and she was, I to this day, I can't remember her name.
Is your brother a suspect?
Hell no.
How old was she?
She was probably under the age of 18. I don't know, anywhere from 13 to whatever, you know, probably teenager. She was an ice skater. She disappeared. And it was it went national. And it was really kind of scary that kids were just grabbed up and taken somewhere. And that was the whole beginning of that. And then there was that little boy that disappeared. But I think that thing started that it's not safe anymore to let your kids.
It's an election year. We're down to 460,000 this year, or so far. So that's good. We're shaping it. We're looking better.
You want an update on this chick? Because I just found this, you know, finding her picture.
By the way, averages, think about this. Yes, every day in America, 2,300 children go missing.
Dude, they're trying to take them in broad daylight in front of people.
Like that, when you break it down like that, like, whoa. Go ahead.
Well, you know, they charged this lady. And they came up with a safety, I guess their version of
Code Adam?
Child, CPS.
Yes, Adam.
So they had to, like, she has to sign a plan, a safety plan, where her kid has to have an app on his phone. They have to monitor each other's locations. She's going to fight it, and they're going to court, but they had to GoFundMe to raise money for her legal defense. And it's already over 10,000.
Ooh.
All this for, come on, man.
Well, but again, it's the hindsight. What would you do?
Hi, I'm John.
I feel like I know how that show came to be now. They were just sitting around reading the news. And they're like, hey, what would you do in this situation?
John?
Jonas, that's an idea, I think.
Let's do it.
But like, if you saw a kid near a gas station, you could, first off, I can't look at a child now and say, yeah, that kid's 10 or 13 or 7.
Yeah, you can't tell.
I can't tell, but if you said, hey, where's your mom? Oh, she's at home. She knows I'm here. How far does it go then?
It depends on where we are, if I'm doing anything. Yeah. If it's Greenville, maybe, but if it's like, you know, 6 Mile or somewhere, like you're walking, like a kid's walking into town, I'm like, okay, well.
Yeah.
Here's the girl, and it was national news, and her name was Eileen Mishloff. Do you remember that?
No. So as far as that goes, Adam Walsh is the only one I remember. I was young at that time.
She was 13, and she disappeared, and she's still missing to this day.
See, that's
probably, look, I don't want to say it, probably no longer with us because
yeah.
You would come out,
right?
She was
an ice skater, huh?
You would come out at that point. If you were missing and you made it this far as an adult, you'd be like, okay, I'm going to tell people.
You know, there is that case, and people think it might be bullcrap, but there's this dude on YouTube that at like 24, 25, he had this epiphany. He was living, I want to say like the Dominican or somewhere like that.
Ooh.
White guy. It all of a sudden, this amnesia left him, and he realized, holy crap, like, I think I was abducted when I was 15, 16 years old.
He
starts having these regressed thoughts, and come to find out, he did. Now, the question is, did he run away from home? Because his parents and everybody says, he said he was running, he left these notes, I'm running away. But what did he run away to? And it's not a joke.
I just imagine, like, he's looking around at the townspeople. They look back at him, and he's like, I think I was abducted.
He walked by a mirror. He's like, wait a minute, Mom. This is not me. You know, he's talking like David Ortiz or something. You're like, wait a minute. This doesn't work.
But I think I was abducted. And the mayor's like, yeah.
But you got to think, like, because maybe of war and things, like, people's various things, ethnicities move around globally, and you may not look at it sideways. But, yeah, he had this thing, like, this is something's not right here, and come to find out he was from America, and it apparently, if whether he ran away or not, he ended up getting trafficked.
Even if you look at from the trafficked aspect of illegal adoptions, because that's the thing too.
Yeah,
well, it's expensive.
It's the freaking orphan trains we did in America.
Yeah, Ric Flair.
Yeah,
he was on one of those.
Yep. Yeah, it's crazy.
What if you get trafficked into a better situation, but you don't know because you're a baby?
Well, I mean,
I guess it's
you
not
wouldn't
really a
know.
Question.
Hindsight.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they say about a lot of 1800s Americans. Like, they really, they don't know.
Mm-mm.
They don't know anything past, like, the 1800s. And that's likely maybe because they were orphans, where you grabbed on to whoever adopted you's lineage, and your previous one is gone. You don't know.
Yeah, unless Fred Phillips.
Fred Phillips, a.k.a. Richard Morgan Flair. Yep.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are Rise Guys headlines.
Which is crazy he acknowledged that in the one documentary. But never before? But he said he just found out, right? In the Peacock Flair documentary, the last one.
Yeah, but see,
I feel like he would have known.
I feel like we knew he was adopted, but we didn't know. Like, I didn't know the stuff about Vince McMahon's childhood until that documentary about, like, how rough. Like, I had no clue Vince McMahon grew up in a trailer park in North Carolina.
I knew that through JR, who said he never liked to talk about it.
But for Vince to admit that, that shows, and I'm not taking up for him, but, like, the fact he would admit that, being who he is,
yeah.
Unless it's one of those stories that a lot of celebrities make up, like The Rock going to Hollywood with $7 in his pocket.
Even though he was kind of signed before that,
it's
in JR.
$70.
I mean, it's complete bullcrap.
JR wired him a good bit of money when he first met him.
It's a good story, though. Well, you can't name your production company $50 million productions.
I gave money on the spot. I was like, we got to sign you up.
Paige, thank you so much. That was thought provoking. We will, we're going to take a break. I mean, why are you looking at me sideways? That was a compliment. So many thoughts were provoked. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's not a competition, it's just Fatboy and I presenting what we think is the best game audio.
Yeah.
We each get 3 shots to do it.
That's some good stuff today. I got a board game that I didn't know existed, but I'm looking for it.
Well, I mean, last week we found out there used to be a diet pill called AIDS.
Oh, my God.
Back in the 80s. It was actual chocolate that you could buy, and and it would make you lose weight. When we come back, I am going to play for you what I consider to be the best karaoke performance of all time.
Oh,
that's right. It did not come from the Rise Guys P1 Cruise either.
That's high praise.
Yes. It's the best damn audio. It's not a competition. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.